Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is A Sudden Freeze, and this podcast is brought to you by my sponsor iTalki. iTalki has a collection of online native language teachers. So if you need some verbal practice, if you'd like to improve your pronunciation, try iTalki. They have a special deal for you. If you buy the first lesson, they'll give you the second lesson at a $10 discount. Today I'm recording my podcast, believe it or not, inside my car. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of a junior high school. My daughter is practicing basketball inside. So I thought I would get on with a podcast and tell you about what's been going on recently in Wenatchee. A sudden freeze. Recently, the landscape here turned into a winter wonderland. It snowed for 2 days in a row and transformed the whole area into a white fairy tale. During my coffee break, I walked out of the school and found that the sun was shining brightly while the snow was still falling. How was that possible? Everybody seemed happy. The school children were excited, and even the teachers were more lively than usual. It was quite magical. Well, that lasted for a day. Today was a different situation altogether. It was dull and freezing, -5°C. And what made it worse was that the wind was blowing. Ouch, that felt icy on my face. Later, I noticed in town that some people were well prepared for the weather. They were bundled up in winter clothes, lots of woolens, and their heads, necks, and hands were wrapped up. Some people, however, had been caught out. They were the ones who were walking quickly with their heads down, trying to avoid the wind. Their skinny jackets offered no protection against the cold, and their hands didn't come out of their pockets. The only creatures who were fully prepared for this weather were the hundreds of geese that have not yet flown south for the winter. They are still resting and feeding in the school fields, and already fat enough to stay warm. It's surprising how many of them are still in the fields. They seem to be everywhere. Their black and grey bodies contrast with the snow and look like freckles on a white face. Any day they will fly away and make their journey to a warmer part of the country, leaving us to shiver for a few more months. Okay, let's have a look at the grammar points. We have three, as usual. The phrase I started with was a winter wonderland. This really is a set phrase that we use whenever it has snowed quite a lot and everything is looking pretty and perfect. A. The boy ran into his parents' room early in the morning. Mum, Dad, look out of the window. It's a winter wonderland. The boy ran into his parents' room early in the morning. Mum, Dad, look out the window. It's a winter wonderland. B. The town of Leavenworth relies on the snow to turn it into a winter wonderland for the tourists. The town of Leavenworth relies on the snow to turn it into a winter wonderland for the tourists. Number 2. Remember when I said a different situation altogether? I was talking about how the weather had turned from being a winter wonderland and pleasant and sunny to freezing and uncomfortable, and that's why I use altogether. Altogether is often used in the same way as the word completely. Let's see some examples. A. Mix the sugar and butter until the sugar has dissolved altogether. Mix the sugar and butter until the sugar has dissolved altogether. B. His answer was not altogether surprising. His answer was not altogether surprising. And number three, this is a very interesting phrase, to be caught out. Well, it can have a few meanings. The two main meanings are to be discovered or proven wrong. For example, if you lie and someone finds out the truth, you have been caught out. But when it comes to weather, it simply means that you found yourself in the middle of weather that you were not prepared for. Just like the people I saw walking on the streets in thin jackets and no gloves. A. I had not checked the weather that day, so when the downpour started, I was completely caught out. I had not checked the weather that day, and so when the downpour started, I was completely caught out. B. In the card game BS, the other players will try to catch you out. They will judge if you are saying the truth or not. In the card game BS, the other players will try to catch you out. They will judge if you are saying the truth or not. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope your winter is going very well and that you're keeping warm. I know that some of you certainly are because you live in warm climates. Don't forget about italki if you need to improve your pronunciation. And just a note, I will be re-recording the previous couple of podcasts because I heard they were a little bit too low in the volume, so I'll make sure they're a bit louder for you. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate. You can email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And I will make sure to get back to you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.